What do you think of when you hear the phrase basic needs? Most of us probably think housing, food, and water. Many wouldn't consider access to our cell phones, emails, and the internet as a basic need. Carlos Doherty is homeless and living on the beach in Santa Monica. He believes internet access should be considered a basic need.
There's like all these people with like flip phones or with no internet access.
He says Santa Monica has citywide Wi-Fi, but it's not reliable. That's why he and many other homeless folks go to local libraries for Wi-Fi. Lupi Leyva is a librarian at the Robert Louis Stevenson Library in Boyle Heights. She also sees a growing need for internet access.
Maybe if you live out in the forest, you don't need technology, but if you're going to be surviving in a modern city, you do need technology because that's how you access housing. That's how you access jobs.
Leyva's library provides access to the internet, computers, and iPads. David Flores works with Leyva at the Stevenson Library. He says the internet can give people independence, but only if they know how to use it.
People need to kind of keep up with the pace of how technology is advancing. That's why we offer iPads and laptops and computer help. Those are kind of basic needs that are on a daily basis.
Both Flores and Leyva say the internet is increasingly becoming more important for getting a job.
Earlier, it's very difficult sometimes to find a place of employment that actually accepts paper applications.
Carlos Doherty also says that more and more employers are asking for online applications rather than paper ones.
You can only get hired online now. Like, you don't really find like paper applications. Like, we used to walk around like the mall and try to say like, oh, hey, can I have an application? Like, go sign up online. How could I do that if I don't have like internet, you know what I mean?
In fact, Doherty wouldn't have his job without access to the internet because he applied online. He's a canvasser for Amnesty International and uses his smartphone to sign up for shifts and clock in at work. Most of the homeless people he knows aren't like him. They have flip phones, not smartphones. Data scientist Dr. Daniel Flaming recently released a study on escaping homelessness in Los Angeles. He says cell phones aren't uncommon among homeless communities, but internet access, smartphones, and data plans are more expensive.
Often folks have very low budget telephone service and cheap phone models. And for a lot of folks, there are priorities that come before having a smartphone and a good service plan, you know, for example, getting food and maybe having a place to sleep.
Flaming and Doherty agree that there are basic needs that come before internet access.
Everybody needs to use the bathroom. That's like a fact. And then everybody should have the right to have like their phone fully charged and be able to use it like that.
In the digital age, access to the internet is becoming increasingly more essential. For those struggling financially, it might not be as necessary as food. But experts say that internet access is central to getting out of homelessness. For Annenberg Media, I'm Sophie Marie Prime.